I will go, Robert Jordan said, but I will get the odor as they pass without kissing one. I fear the sprouts too, as Raphael does. Kiss one, Pilar said. Kiss one, Inglés, for thy knowledge's sake. And then, with this in thy nostrils, walk back up into the city, and when thou seest a refuse pail with dead flowers in it, plunge thy nose deep into it, and inhale so that the scent mixes with those thou hast already in thy nasal passages. Now have I done it, Robert Jordan said. What flowers were they?
Chrysanthemums.
Continue, Robert Jordan said. I smell them.
Then, Pilar went on, it is important that the day be in autumn with rain, or at least some fog, or early winter even. And now thou shouldst continue to walk through the city and down the Calle de Salud, smelling what thou wilt smell where they are sweeping out the casas de putas and emptying the slop jars into the drains, and with this odor of love's labor lost, mixed sweetly with soapy water and cigarette butts, only faintly reaching thy nostrils, thou shouldst go on to the Jardín Botánico, where at night those girls who can no longer work in the houses do their work against the iron gates of the park and the iron picketed fences and upon the sidewalks. It is there in the shadow of the trees against the iron railings that they will perform all that a man wishes, from the simplest requests at a remuneration of 10 centimos up to a peseta for that great act that we are born to, and there, on a dead flower bed that has not yet been plucked out and replanted, and so serves to soften the earth that is so much softer than the sidewalk, thou wilt find an abandoned gunny sack with the odor of the wet earth, the dead flowers, and the doings of that night. In this sack will be contained the essence of it all, both the dead earth and the dead stalks of the flowers and their rotted blooms and the smell that is both the death and birth of man. Thou wilt wrap this sack around thy head and try to breathe through it.
No.
Yes, Pilar said, thou wilt wrap this sack around thy head and try to breathe. And then, if thou hast not lost any of the previous odors, when thou inhalest deeply, thou wilt smell the odor of death to come as we know it.
All right, Robert Jordan said. And you say Kashkin smelt like that when he was here?
Yes.
Well, said Robert Jordan gravely, if that is true, it is a good thing that I shot him.
Olé,
the gypsy said. The others laughed.
Very good, Primitivo approved. That should hold her for a while.
But Pilar, Fernando said, surely you could not expect one of Don Roberto's education to do such vile things.
No, Pilar agreed.
All of that is of the utmost repugnance.
Yes, Pilar agreed.
You would not expect him actually to perform those degrading acts.
No, Pilar said. Go to bed, will you?
But Pilar, Fernando went on.
Shut up, will you? Pilar said to him suddenly and viciously. Do not make a fool of thyself, and I will try not to make a fool of myself talking with people who cannot understand what one speaks of.
I confess I do not understand, Fernando began.
Don't confess, and don't try to understand, Pilar said. Is it still snowing outside?
Robert Jordan went to the mouth of the cave, lifted the blanket, and looked out. It was clear and cold in the night outside, and no snow was falling. He looked through the tree trunks where the whiteness lay and up through the trees to where the sky was now clear. The air came into his lungs sharp and cold as he breathed. El Sordo will leave plenty of tracks if he has stolen horses tonight, he thought. He dropped the blanket and came back into the smoky cave. It is clear, he said. The storm is over.